Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today we want to speak on the subject of practical kingdom protocols. Practical kingdom protocols. Protocols is just talking about an arrangement by which things are done correctly. All right? Things are done appropriately. You know, every king has a kingdom protocol or arrangement, and it is by that both the king and the citizens function. So if you go to the palace of a king, there is a way that things are done. It's not done like in ordinary places. All right. So our king, who is our Lord and blessed Jesus, came and then he gave us certain protocols, kingdom arrangement by which you as a citizen of the kingdom of God can conduct yourself in the kingdom of God, where every believer has been translated unto, having been delivered from the dominion of darkness. So every believer is moved from an ordinary place of humans and placed in a kingdom. Because of that, there are certain protocols that regulate conduct of our lives. In fact, every aspect of our lives in this new kingdom in which we are. Now, such kingdom protocols, they promote the person, the principles, and the performance of the king. There is no kingdom protocol or kingdom arrangement or kingdom code of conduct that spites the king. Everything is supposed to show respect to the person of the king. Everything is supposed to show respect to the principles of the king. Everything, every conduct, every behavior is supposed to promote or show respect to the performance of the king. So what the king has done in times past, the way that we are supposed to conduct ourselves as citizens of the kingdom of God, it is supposed to exalt what the king has done, not to diminish it. It is supposed to talk about what the king has done. It is supposed to kind of promote what the king has done, not to minimize it. Hallelujah. So these protocols are there, and that is what we call the kingdom arrangement by which Jesus Christ left for us. The kingdom system which he left for us. These are the kingdom protocols, and they are in every aspect of our lives. You know, a protocol is just a code of conduct of a group. All right? Now, for us in the kingdom of God, there is a way that we have to conduct ourselves in an appropriate way. Hallelujah. In our prayer life, it is there. In our outreach life, it is there. In our work life, it is there. In our church life, it is there. In our family life, it is there. In fact, there are kingdom protocols or arrangement or code of conduct for every aspect of the life of the believer who believes that he is in the kingdom of God. Now, these are what we are going to talk about today. Practical kingdom protocols. They are practical in a sense that they are going to regulate our everyday conduct, show us the appropriate behavior. All right, the appropriate behavior by which we are supposed to conduct ourselves in the kingdom of God. All right, so we will take it from Proverbs chapter 5 and then verse number 7. We have done Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 to 6 already. And I want us to continue looking at that. So verse 7 says that, therefore hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. All right. Therefore means that he is speaking in connection with what he has spoken earlier on. And he's concluding earlier on in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 6. We learned about the fact that there is deception in the world, and there are two lips, there are two understandings, there are two wisdom which we have to grapple with. And God advises us that we should pay attention to his wisdom, his understanding. Hallelujah. So that we are not deceived into the way of the world to follow the strange or the immoral woman who has deception. What she says drips honey. It is as smooth as oil, but in the end, it is death. It ministers death. All right. So verse 7 is concluding, and that is where we are beginning today. Therefore, hear me now, my children, do not depart from the words of my mouth. He's just reinforcing it, that listen to my wisdom, listen to my understanding. All right. Remove your way far from her. Talking about the strange woman, the immoral woman. And we see that she is actually a deceitful woman. Deceitful woman. She is standing for religion, which is the height of deception. Religion is a combination of truth and falsehood, or good and evil. But God's way is purified seven times. It's perfect. That's a lie for us. Hallelujah. So he says that remove your way far from deceitful people, and do not go near the door of her house. The house of deceit. It is the stronghold of deceit. You know, the stronghold of religion, where there is a combination of truth and falsehood, good and evil. It is a mixture, you know, a confused mixture. Wow. So he says that don't go to the house of a deceitful woman, because that place is the stronghold of all deceit. No matter who you are, God does not want us to intentionally go to the stronghold of deceit. You know, there are some people, there are some institutions which are there, and their foundation is deceit. What they have been mandated to do is to deceive. There is a difference between people who are ignorant and people who are deceptive or seductive. They want to deceive you. Now, God is telling us that this woman is a deceit. This religion is deceitful. Don't go to the house. Don't go to that place. You see, no matter who you are, God doesn't want us to intentionally go to the stronghold of deceit. Because you may think that you stand, but the Bible says that let him who thinketh that he standeth take heed lest he falls. Hallelujah. You don't have to go to the stronghold of deceit. Do you know why? Because there, deception has congregated. The spirit of deceit is very strong. You don't have to just intentionally go there. What the devil does really is to divide people, separate people from the stronghold of the truth in order to deceive them. So if the devil wants to get at you, he will try and isolate you so that you are on your own, and there he can deceive you with a certain understanding, with a certain falsehood. Okay? He will not, as it were, go to the stronghold of the truth, because he knows that that place, the people are together and the truth is strong there. So he always employs the system of divide in order to rule them. In a similar manner, We don't have to intentionally go to the stronghold where falsehood is championed and sponsored. We don't have to go there. Hallelujah. What you can do is to isolate and then correct. But the Bible is telling us in practical kingdom living, no matter how you think that you are living a kingdom life, don't go and get yourself meddled intentionally with the place where the falsehood, where religion, where a certain understanding is so strong and championed. Hallelujah. So he says what? Remove you, the kingdom person who is paying attention to the words of his mouth, to the kingdom word. He says that remove your way from far from her, and do not go near the door of her house. Hallelujah. It's important for us to note this, that with the truth that you have, you don't have to intentionally go and pitch it against the stronghold, the house of religion or falsehood. Because one of the things that can happen is that the spirit of religion can become so strong and try to waylay you and let the word of God become of none effect, which you know. Hallelujah. You can get attacked by a religious spirit. So the formula is what? Divide, isolate, and correct. Isolate and correct. Little by little, correct. Hallelujah. Before you are aware, the whole stronghold is down. That's practical kingdom living. Because in this life, people can say, well, I'm going to deal with a particular situation. This problem in Africa, I'm going to deal with it. This problem in my workplace, I'm going to deal with it. This problem in the church, I'm going to deal with it. You know, because you think that it's a wrong understanding and things like that. No, don't go against that house. You have to isolate. Get some few people who maybe they are ignorant. Not that they are deceptive, but they are ignorant. And give them the truth. And gradually, you'll be taking them away from the seductress, from religion, so that they embrace the words we call the kingdom word, the words that Jesus Christ brought to us. Look at the next verse. It says that, don't go near her house, lest you give your honor to others. Please underline honor to others, and your yes to the cruel. Underline yes. There are two things that he says that we should not attack, so to speak, or go to the stronghold of religion. A certain understanding, they are very strong in it. Don't go there in order to overcome it with the words of God's mouth. Okay, says that the reason is lest you give your honor to others. Who are the others? The deceptive people. All right, the religious understanding, lest you give your honor to others. The margin of the New King James Version of the Bible says your vigor, your strength to others, and your yes to the cruel. In other words, lest you waste your time. When you give your yes to the cruel, it's talking about you are just wasting your years. You are wasting your years trying to pound that house or that stronghold down. You are wasting your years trying to overcome that kind of understanding that is so strong in the church, which you believe is a religious understanding. You will be wasting your time. Hallelujah. Wow. Says that you will give your ears to the cruel, and then what? You will give your vigor, your strength to the religious. All right? To other people. Rather, you must give your strength to the people who will take your wisdom, who will take the kingdom word. Give your strength to them. Don't go waste your time with in the stronghold. Intentionally go to pound out that stronghold with your arguments and your reasonings and your theories, which are of the kingdom of God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. Isolate and rule it. So you have to get some few faithful people and put your wisdom into them. Otherwise, you are just wasting your time if you are tackling the whole thing, the stronghold, the house. Because these are avowed, sworn religious people who say that this is the truth by which we live. No matter what happens, no matter what Jesus Christ comes to say, no matter what is promoting the king's person, his principles, and his performance, we don't go by that. We have our own way. It has worked for us. Don't waste your time. Paul says that the things that you have heard from me among many faithful witnesses, the same commit unto faithful people who will teach others also. Hallelujah. So you commit it unto faithful people. Let's go to the book of Acts. Let me show you how Paul practically did it in Acts chapter, is it 19 or so? Acts chapter 19. And then look at verse 8. Acts 19 verse 8. And he went into the synagogue. All right, let's back up to verse 7 for context. The context is that he met in Ephesus some 12 disciples who did not know about the Holy Spirit. Obviously, they were not baptized with the Holy Spirit. So Paul helps them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They speak in tongues and prophesy. Verse 7 says, now the men were about 12 in all. And he went into the synagogue. Paul went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. Please underline the things concerning the kingdom of God. He was reasoning and persuading for how many months? For 3 months. What was he teaching for 3 months? Look into your Bibles. What was he teaching for 3 months? The things concerning the kingdom of God. He wasn't talking about the kingdom of God. He was talking about things about the kingdom of God. He was talking about kingdom protocol. He was talking about a code of conduct, all right, by which people in the kingdom of God must behave. Because he saw that not only these 12, but the other people were not enlightened in the things concerning the kingdom of God. So for 3 months, what was he teaching? Things concerning the kingdom of God. Things that promotes the king. Hallelujah. We call it kingdom protocol. It's a set of rules and convention by which you behave appropriately if you belong to the kingdom of God. So that was what Paul was doing in the synagogue for how many months? For 3 months. So please know the things concerning the kingdom of God. Look at verse 9. But when some were hardened and did not believe what? The things concerning the kingdom of God. Where were these people? They were in the synagogue. Right? The seat of religion. When they were, they did not believe, but spoke evil of the way. Please underline the way. The way is talking about what? The way of the kingdom. The ways of the kingdom. I should say, kingdom protocol. They spoke evil of the kingdom protocols. Is that right? Before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples. He withdrew some. He took away some. He withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. So he took these disciples now to the school of Tyrannus. It was a Bible school. And then what was he doing? He was reasoning daily with them. What was he reasoning about? The things concerning the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom protocol, the ways of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 10. And this continued for 2 years. It continued for 2 years. Doing what? Teaching them kingdom protocols, kingdom arrangement that promotes the king's person, principles, and performance. He taught them for what? For 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, both Jews and Greeks. Look at it. He goes to a school with some disciples, and for 2 years, daily, he is teaching them things concerning the kingdom of God. The Bible says that he continued for 2 years in such a manner that all those who dwell where? Look into your Bibles. All those who dwell in Asia. All those who dwell in Asia. They heard what? The words. Whose words? The word of God? No. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is the way? Who is the truth? Who is the kingdom word? Who brought us the kingdom protocols? Hallelujah. Says that he continued in that school, but whereas he was teaching in the school, can you imagine all Asia, they heard away. All Asia heard away. How did Asia hear the word? It's most likely what he was teaching it to faithful people who were going out to teach other people also, so that from his little corner, he affected the whole of Asia. He didn't go against the stronghold. Do you understand that? He didn't go to the house of the wrong understanding. He separated the disciples, taught them daily for 2 years, things concerning the kingdom of God, things concerning kingdom protocol, so that they heard the words of Jesus, words that Jesus Christ came to teach us, that you have heard it said. I know it is the word of God. It's in the word of God. You have heard it, but I, Jesus, I'm saying to you. And he teaches them differently. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Go back to Proverbs. So he says that, don't spend your strength, don't give your vigor, your honor, that's verse 9, Proverbs 5, verse 9. Don't give your honor to others, to the religious house, and your years. Don't let them waste your time. Something is a waste of time. You think that I'm trying to pound at the stronghold, you see, of that understanding in Africa, of that understanding in the church, of that understanding in my tribe, in among my group, my workplace, and all that, you know. But if it is a stronghold, isolate and deal with it. All right? Otherwise, you are wasting your time. You will think that, well, I'm doing something, I'm speaking, but you are wasting your time. Hallelujah. So he says that otherwise you give your years, that's your time. You give your time, you waste it. You're wasting your time. Look at verse 10. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth. Aliens be filled with your wealth and your labor go to the house of a foreigner. You mourn at last, underline at last, when your flesh and your body are consumed. You mourn when all your years have been wasted. And your flesh and your body has been consumed. You have wasted your years. You are now an old man. You spent your vigor, your honor to others, fighting in a wrong way. I'm teaching you practical kingdom protocols, how to deal with these things. Hallelujah. Wow. Let's aliens, please underline aliens, and then underline foreigners. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labor go to the house of a foreigner. It is not a blessing for your labor, for your wealth, to go to aliens and to foreigners at the expense of those who are close to you, who are your kinfolks, who are your relatives. Hallelujah. Amen. It is not right for your wealth to go to other people when your kinfolks are not enjoying your wealth. When those who are your kind are not enjoying, and you bypass them and you go and give your wealth to strangers and your labor to foreigners. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor, are you trying to say that we should not travel? That's not what I'm saying. You can go and you can travel and go and labor, but make sure that your labor comes to who? Your kinfolks, your people, not aliens. Hallelujah. Wonderful. It is not a blessing for you to bypass your kinfolks and then go and minister to aliens. Aliens. Is that right? We need to say this in practical kingdom protocol, the code of conduct that we are supposed to live our lives by. It's important to say this because there are some people who do not have any respect for their kinfolks. They say things like the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And then they prefer other people who are not their kinfolks to their own kinfolks. Hallelujah. Pastor, are you trying to say that you should be hostile to strangers? And that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that don't do it to the extent that you neglect your own relatives, your own kinfolks, and you are ministering to outside. There are people like that. There are men like that. They don't take care of their own houses, but they sponsor other people. I'm not saying don't sponsor other people. I'm saying that don't refuse to take care of your own and prefer outsiders without taking care of your own. Do you understand that? I'm not saying don't take care of them. I'm not saying don't bless strangers or aliens. That's not what the Bible is teaching us. It's teaching us what? It's teaching us that don't neglect your own. When Jesus Christ came, one time he said that I was sent not to everybody, but he was sent to everybody. But he said, but to the household of Israel. Why? Why? Because he will not neglect the Jewish people. The salvation that came, read the book of Romans, it is always to the Jews first and then to the Greek. Always to the Jews first and then to the Greek. Always to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Why? The Holy Ghost even recognizes that the thing salvation is of the Jews. The Jews must be exposed to it. If they refuse it, fair enough. But they must get it first. And you think that because you are so anointed and full of the Holy Ghost, you should forget about your Jew. In other words, your kinfolks. When I say that, you understand? I'm talking about people who are like you. For example, you forget about all black people, and then you say that you, as for you, you minister to people who are outside. I mean, light-skinned people, that's your calling. You have been called to other people in the Middle East and things like that. Wonderful. Wonderful. Hallelujah. To the Jew first, and then to the Greek. So I'm trying to teach us that it is not right. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 3. It is not right for you to neglect your kinfolks, no matter how spiritually anointed you are. He said that, well, they are all my brothers, they are my spiritual brothers. Look, you have got some physical brothers, and then you have spiritual brothers. Don't neglect the physical brothers and take care of the spiritual brothers. I was saying that some men are like that. Some women too are like that. They give very nice advice to other people's children. They're always talking, giving them advice. Nice one. But their own children, they haven't sat them down to advise them. It is all right. They see other people's children and say, oh, how you have grown. Oh, how nice you look. How are you? Hey, wonderful child. You are so beautiful. They haven't said to their child that you are beautiful before. So all your labor, your strength is going to a foreigner. And not your own. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3. What does the Bible say there? It's talking about some things that are going to characterize people in this end time. So verse 1 says that, but know this, that in the last days, please underline the last days. You need to underline that, because I will take you to Proverbs chapter 5 and make you understand that in context we are talking about this. The last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving. Verse 3 is where I want to talk about. Verse 3a, unloving. In the last day, people will be unloving. This is the New King James Version of the Bible. In the King James Version of the Bible, it uses the word without natural affection. Without natural affection. All the affection is spiritualized. There is no natural affection is the affection you must show to people who are like you. The Greek says this. Let me read it out to you. The Greek says, without natural affection or unloving, the Greek word is astogos. It means hard-hearted towards kindred. Hard-hearted towards kindred. Kindred is talking about your kinfolks, your relatives. Hard-hearted towards them. But then they will come and do good to others. Some people, they are wicked. They don't show natural affection to their brothers, their siblings, their parents. They will take the money that should go to their parents and come and give to their spiritual parents, so to speak. Yes, come and pay it in church. But they refuse their own kinfolks. These are the last day people without natural affection.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.